All right, we're going to turn you guys on, and then we're going to forget that you're here, right? No offense, but we're going to have random discussions about the group, and at some point, I think we're planning on releasing podcasts. Yeah. It seems to be the thing to do, but we need the raw materials to do so. So, you get to hear us prattle on about our group.
Yeah, the group, yeah.
Yeah, which is no longer Imaginary Friends. It's now Gunshy Patriots.
You probably noticed that when you visit our page, it doesn't say Imaginary Friends anymore. Even though we have the four people
right
on there, it's now Gunshy Patriots.
It's now Gunshy Patriots, yeah. And for most of our gigs, if we get any more gigs, it's going to be a two-person thing.
Yeah,
you know, everyone else has gotten their lives kind of in order. Mm-hmm. You know, Cal's working more than anything else.
Yeah,
Ryan's back in Georgia. And studying to get his master's or something.
That's right.
And Nuts, our ball shooting, you know, cameraman, is working two jobs, so he's not even going to be in the picture anymore, so we're going to have to take our own selfies.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Okay. But basically, yeah, for our longer fans, you guys know what is Imaginary Friends. You're probably looking at the page going, what's this? Gunshot Patriots, you know.
Just since 06, too, if there were any... Shout out to any fans who were here since 06 when we started the group, man.
Okay. Yeah. Shout outs. We are, gosh, it's like 2:42 in the morning. We're nowhere near a tower or a laptop. I apologize.
Yeah.
Next podcast we do, we will definitely go through our fan listing and see who added us back then, and you will get a personal shout out.
We'll see. Yeah.
Charles, you're probably one of them.
Santos, Annette.
Charles Caution Santos.
Yeah. No, see, these people have moved on from us. They're now with Sex Karate, you know?
Did he unlike us? Charles, did you unlike us?
I don't know if they moved on, but they don't visit the page anymore, I don't think.
Okay.
Because Sex Karate, you know, let me just tell you about them. They're a pretty good band. And right now they're in San Francisco. And in California somewhere because they had an opportunity to record an EP.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is mad respect to any band who's willing to put themselves out there. Yeah. They fundraised, they worked, they flew out there to do their stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, major respect over there. Yeah. We're trying to work our way up there, hopefully. You know, we still try to kind of discover our sound, get better instruments.
Yeah, we're on step zero when it all comes down to it.
Yeah. We've been on in the step for a while. We went to step one for a while, and then, well, let's see, Ryan split... The island.
Yeah.
Calvin got a new job. That's Somebody true. Broke into my car, stole my amp and my guitar.
Oh gosh.
And the pedals. So, you know.
Not your pedals though.
Not Ryan's pedals. We still got those. Yeah, but we did have a Thrasher pedal that we were using for Titanium.
Oh man, that's why we don't do that song.
That's why we don't do that song anymore.
Yeah.
So
that and it's 5/4.
That and it's 5/4, which nobody can play unless Rommel is singing. But you know, we've had a lot of changes in the group,
yeah.
And you know, sometimes you just gotta take a step back, absorb all your losses, and move forward. So, yeah. If you like the direction we're moving in, great. If you don't, let us know. But anyways, so back to the discussion.
Okay.
Imo. Yeah. So I actually paused for a second tonight when we ran into Music, this really cool beatboxing.
This guy was named Music. Holy.
Yeah, I mean. Who does that? Who has that name?
Whose parents are those? Yo?
And you know what? He wasn't lying. Guy was pretty musically inclined. He had the beatboxing going. He had awesome singing. He had pretty decent chord structure going on. I mean, his song was pretty catchy.
Yeah, I quipped that I finally found music, dude.
Right. I mean, how often do you get to say that and talk about a person?
Right.
It's awesome. But when Music asked us what type of music we play... I paused for a second. And I looked to Rommel, and there was just this... moment of silence.
Right.
So rather than try to explain IMO to some guy we met on the side of the road while, you know, strolling and jamming, I just said, oh, you know, we listen to Island.
Emo.
You know, a couple other things.
Easy Max. Listening, you were saying?
Easy listening, that's right. We actually have been compared to easy listening. I remember playing a track for a couple of people, including James Paulino from Firedub. No, wait. Nice. Oh, crap. Okay. James, if I mentioned the wrong band, I am so sorry. I know you guys worked with Freedom Fries a couple of times.
That's
probably misrepresenting this group horribly. So, Tim, don't kill me. James, don't kill me. Junior, don't kill me. The rest of the group that I don't know names for, Don't kill me, I'm sorry. Anyways, James Paulino, I'm pretty sure it's Fired Up. Yeah, he said the same thing. He goes, honestly, guys, if I didn't hear Flame Tree, Mango Tree, I think I was listening to some easy listening group from the Midwest.
Right, right.
So, yeah, so I'm thinking Imaginary Friends, Midwest tour, no name, you know, like lounges. We'll just, we'll be a major hit.
That might be cool. Okay, so this is why I hesitated to say to that guy that we were playing IMO. Because IMO seems to be a thing that you have to, a thing that you have to explain. I was experiencing a Jesus moment. You know, if people just went out and said that, you know, oh my God, the King of the Jews is here, then he was going to get killed before his time. So I didn't want to get, I didn't want to get judged for what people didn't understand yet.
Right.
And something that we're also, like, you know, at this point, we're struggling to understand at the point. So basically, what I should have said was that IMO is just island music and emo, like, put together as if they were just one thing. But see, that, but then the next question music would have had is like, well, what does that mean? Right? Or like, show me an example. And then we would just get into this. Okay, so this was IMO because, and I didn't think that since we just met the guy, it wasn't the time.
Right, right.
It wasn't the time to be like.
Because we've had these discussions before with people, and, you know, they do become tiresome after a while. I mean, it's hard. We're trying to create a new genre.
That's right.
Wait, let me take that back. We're not trying to create a new genre. What we're doing is we're discovering an existing genre that, that was there and applying the label to it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, in a sense, tied into an earlier discussion, this is the reification of IMO.
Yeah, we're trying to make it a thing.
There existed this genre of music. You know, there have been islandy, you know, songs with island elements, musical elements, and then emo lyrics, emo meanings. I mean, ultimately, that's what we said island, you know, IMO was. Was island, you know, like musical elements from the island genre. And then we take the deep meaning from emo music and we fuse them together. And I mean, I'm pretty sure there's songs like that. I mean, you know, there's the there's a couple of Hawaiian songs that I think probably like bring me to tears every time I hear it.
Right.
So what we're trying to do is we're not trying to establish that box and shove them in there and be like, no, you're not Hawaiian. No, you're not emo. You're IMO.
IMO, right.
Right? Because you don't exist in, I mean, you exist in both fields and you shouldn't. That's right. You should be the Venn diagram right there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I get why we didn't explain it to them. I mean, you know, that is a tiresome thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we could throw it out like that, but if people aren't open to the concept, then they're just going to look at us like, well, why, you know, what is this? And, you know, and I mean,
I was afraid of that. I mean, like, oh, God, this IMO thing, it's either going to blow up and people are going to love it, or there people are going to like, what the is this, dude? Why is this happy song making me sad? You know, like, what the
You were aiming for a cognitive dissonance, and you know what?
Yeah, and but you're getting it,
you're
right?
You're getting it, so deal with it.
I guess that's true. That's true.
No.
That's okay, so that's why I didn't discuss it with music. But I still do believe in IMO, and I know Ryan is a big believer in IMO because he wouldn't have stayed back for as long as he had he not. Because he would have just left and said, well, this band isn't going anywhere, right?
Right.
But he stuck it out, man. I mean, up until he left, we actually were able to record a few songs, right? And get some songs down.
Right. You know, and to put more, you know, another note there, I mean, Ryan picked up an instrument that he wasn't initially aiming at.
That's right.
I mean, we recognized that we needed a bass player. We also needed a drummer, but we're getting by on the cajon and relying on the bass and all that other stuff. But I mean, you know, Ryan recognized that having three guitarists in the group probably wouldn't work because
it was like Eagles or something,
right?
Or California.
And the thing was, because we really don't have the skill set to do three different guitars. You know what I mean? I mean, Ramel can pick to a certain degree.
Maybe.
I play rhythm guitar, and Ryan plays rhythm guitar. I mean, you know, two rhythm guitarists don't balance each other out unless we're getting really creative with the chord progression.
Right, and to bring up a point Matt said earlier, right, I mean, it's not that I'm picking. It's like I'm envisioning the guitar as a piano, and I'm playing the piano on the guitar.
Right.
Because the piano is my first instrument.
Right. So, I mean, if you've, you know, eventually we're moving more towards including the piano or at least a keyboard,
right, a keyboard
into the music, because that's an untapped potential right there. I mean, Rommel's awesome on the piano. I mean, I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, I'm much better on the piano than I am on the guitar. So I'm sorry if you have to sit through any of the guitar stuff that where I'm doing it, dude.
Yeah. I mean, you come up with great stuff musically, and it's just a matter of, like, altering the phrasing. Like I said, sometimes it feels like you took a piano piece, you threw it on the guitar, but really guitar is less about, you know, the, like that many notes, stuff, and it's more about getting them out there.
Yeah.
So Ryan, you know, took up the bass. Ryan stayed behind. Ryan allowed us the use of his dad's shop and all this other stuff. I mean, he really believes in Imo.
Yeah, he's like the St. Paul. If we were the apostles, he would be the St. Paul of the Imo.
You know, I mean, and not to say that I don't. I mean, I do believe in my mom. I'm still here. God, this is what? Since 06, you said, right?
Yeah, 06.
That is 7 years.
That was 7 years ago. That's right.
Wow. I mean, hours could be written about IMO then, because it's 7 years of trying to figure out what the hell this genre is and when is it coming to come to fruition.
That's right.
Okay, hours is a new song. We'll be putting up the...
Hopefully, we'll put up the long discussion part of it, and then we'll just release a song. The work in progress out here, out there also.
Right. We recorded it tonight, but it's work in progress.
We've been pretty productive today.
We have.
And that's why we're talking to you right now, I guess.
Right. The brains are working, you know, the mouth is just going off and off. And, you know, honestly, I feel a little bit guilty. We haven't put out a lot for the fans that we have.
That's right.
For the people who have been supporting us, thank you, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, crying out loud, a lot of you bought our CDs.
Right. I remember that, dude. We put those together. We sold them at $5 a pop.
Right.
How much money did we make on that?
Well, let's see. We ignored the cost of, okay, I had CDs to spare.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't buy any extra CDs.
No.
You bought sticker paper.
Yeah.
And that pressing thing.
That pressing, well, it came with the paper. Right?
Okay. And that was about it, actually.
Okay.
So, and I think I bought cases. So, altogether, how much did your sticker thing cost?
Maybe like $10.
Okay, and my things cost about
$4. Yeah, yeah.
So, basically, the first three CDs paid for themselves.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, granted, we already had the CDs to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, in the end, I think we split the money four ways at $40 per person?
Yeah, yeah. No, 25.
25 per person. Okay, so we made about 100. So, we sold about 20 CDs.
Yeah, which is good.
And, by the way, if you have our original CD, we actually did a reissue.
Yeah.
And we offered a free...
Right, an exchange.
Exchange, you know, if you want to give us your original CD, which is probably, like, kind of, you know, hopefully played out. You know, so if you still have the original CD, we have the re-release.
Yeah.
You know, get in contact with us. We'll give you the re-release.
Right. What it is you'll know, because we'll put up the design on the CD cover. And so you'll know whether you have an old CD or a new one.
Right. And then, you know, I mean, you know, it was an offer, we made it out, but, you know, we kind of did it by word of mouth. So now that we're using a different medium, hey.
There you go. You know now. Yeah.
You know now. And while we're on the subject of CDs, we're releasing an EP.
Yeah. So this EP, should we tell them the name?
Sure. Go for it.
Okay. So the name of the EP, we just came up with it today, too. See, this is a very productive day for Gunshy Patriots / Imaginary Friends, for those of you who are... who've been with us. The name of this new EP is The Joy of Swimming. Okay, so I probably turned off maybe half of it. Maybe you were better off not knowing, but it's gonna maybe have four tracks in it. Maybe five, I don't know. Maybe there'll be a bonus track, you know how these things go.
Alright. If you're familiar with our formatting, know that just about every one of these songs will have the lyrics embedded in them.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? I've tested it. It actually shows up on iPhones.
Really?
And iTunes. iTouches.
Okay.
So, as it's playing, the lyrics are there that you can scroll through to follow along with.
Oh, that's cool. So that little thing I did in Windows Media Player actually worked.
Right.
That's cool.
So, you know, if you love the song, and you have one of these devices, or you're on your computer, the lyrics are there for you to follow along, so you don't have to try to pretend.
Yeah, I know Filipinos are big on that. If you notice, Justin Timberlake's CD, I got the 2020 Experience about a few months ago, and I was opening the jacket to see if there were any lyrics, and all it was just credits.
Right.
But then you look at a Filipino CD like Martin Avera, and no matter how small it is, the type, the lyrics are always going to be there because they want you to sing along.
Right.
And we want you to sing along too.
We do.
Yeah, we're not, well, we're not, well, we're not all Filipino, but right. I am, and that's something that I want to bring to the table. Because, you know, it's not, that's another thing about IMO, right? It's the lyrics that make it Mo.
Yeah.
Because if you're just listening to it and you're not paying attention to the lyrics, you're going to be thinking, oh, this is kind of nice. I could, like, mow the lawn to this or do my errands or whatever.
Or chill at the beach, right?
Yeah, chill at the beach. But then, and then you listen to the lyrics and then you understand them. And if we sing it clearly enough, maybe you don't need the lyrics, but they're there anyway. And you're thinking, oh, man, what an
emotive song. I mean, you know, it's evoking of some sort of emotion.
Yeah.
And hopefully the emotion is not disgust. If you can't tell already, I'm the emo side of this equation. Mm-hmm. Romel's the big happy side.
Right.
Matt's the big emo side.
Now, the funny part about that is that until the band was formed, I wasn't really a big island person. I mean, I liked island music, but I wasn't, like, well-versed in it. But Matt here comes from a decade of experience with emo.
Yeah, I do.
I come both in front of and behind the guitar, I think, dude.
Yep, pretty much. been playing the guitar since my freshman year in high school. And if you're wondering how long ago that was, in two nights, it's my 10-year reunion.
Yeah.
So that's 14 years of guitar. And
that's pretty crazy.
And right when I started, I mean, emo was taking off, but it was kind of misunderstood back then. Back then, it was often mislabeled for goth. And then...
Yeah, and those things maybe overlap a little, but they're not really the same
thing.
Right.
Yeah. And then, so, I mean, if you're familiar with emo music, you know already that the earlier stages, you know, included guys like Dashboard.
Right.
Right. Now, unfortunately, emo is kind of evocative of, like, you know, anorexic dudes in little sister's jeans with a little too much mascara. Not knocking them. They still make pretty awesome music.
True.
Right? I mean, big respect for anybody who gets out there and actually succeeds in the music industry.
Right.
But I feel like it's taken a shift from, you know, heart-wrenching stories about, you know, what we've gone through and things that we can identify with to more along the lines of, you know, like, kind of...
You're just sad because the song is sad, you know, or like...
Right. Now it's like you listen to emo and it's a lot about the music and less about the lyrics. Or maybe that's how I feel because there's no lyrics in the CD jacket and emo's moved on to screamo, so I can't understand anybody through the guttural screaming of the lyrics.
That non-invasive screaming that they now do.
Right. It seems to be a standard. And it's cool. I mean, you're going to hear little bits of elements of that within us.
Yeah,
you know, we enjoy things. And we're going to pick at different genres and try to figure out what fits with us. So we'll try things out.
Yeah. We got to. I mean, because... You know, IMO is very new. It's like, you know what it is? It's like expecting eggs from a chick.
Okay.
Because the chick's not a chicken yet. Yeah. So you can't be expecting to eat for a while if you don't have any other chickens lying around. Right. So we gotta pick from well-established genres already.
Okay. So. For a second there, I thought you went misogynistic on me. You were expecting eggs from a chick, like, woman, make me eggs. And at which point I was like, well, we took a turn for the worse.
Well, I didn't want to say young hen, you know, because I mean, like, what?
Yeah. Right. No, chick is right. Yeah, you know what I mean? You know, just because it becomes a colloquial thing doesn't mean that that's how we should expect it.
That's right.
All right. But yeah, back to the whole thing. Romel's the happier side. Obviously, I'm the more cynical side.
Yeah.
You know, sorry. Self-depreciating humor is just something that I'm familiar with and I'm used to.
Right.
Ryan's our balancer, so we're missing our balancer, and then we're missing our swagger in the form of Calvin.
That's true, man. Calvin. He has that kind of voice that, you know, it's been through a lot, right? But he just makes it work, man. I mean, he's very talented.
Right. I mean, my God, when he joined the band, I was just blown away. I mean, he could take four chords and craft you anything, any kind of cover.
That's right.
And then you go back and you play it, and you're like, wait, this doesn't sound anything like the radio original, but he made it sound like I was sitting right there listening to T-Pain, right there listening to, you know, whoever else he wanted to cover that night, whether it be Katy Perry, you know, Maine.
He's the Ludacris of covers, yo. Because you know how Ludacris, he could seem like he's just talking to you,
right?
But it's fitting in that rap thing,
right?
Yeah, Calvin's like that with covers. He would take your four chords and you'd take your lyrics and you just put them together and you're like, wow, this song totally sounds like that. But then when you, right, as you were saying, it shouldn't,
right? right. Calvin transposes everything to fit
where
he's at, which is great. I mean, you know, it's amazing fun. I mean, I think that's one of the things that held this band back just a little bit. We had way too much fun. I mean, how many nights have we set aside to write, mm-hmm. to perform, to record, and what do we end up doing? Laughing?
Yeah. Eating something?
Eating something. Doing like 3 hours with the covers. And it's been about 20 minutes. 20 minutes doing our own music. Why? Because everything else was just way too fun. We kept putting off the hard stuff.
That's right. Talking about life, talking about girls.
Talking about stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. Off topic.
Okay.
Right? We're going to try to... Oh, we should incorporate the logo.
Okay. Yeah.
So, the logo. I want to slap it on an idea. Romel and I had an idea. We're going to start a Kickstarter.
Okay.
Okay, so...
We totally had this idea before we started this
podcast.
Yes. I like how you broach it. That's good. All right.
So
we have a Kickstarter, right?
We have a Kickstarter.
We will have one.
We will have one.
Yeah.
For the sake of making sure that our idea doesn't get stolen, right? We're not going to tell you what it's about. Just know that we're going to have a Kickstarter, and it's going to double as Imaginary Friends swag.
Sounds good.
So be looking for that. We just need to find a decent 3D printer so that, you know, that we can commission to make our item. Once we've made our item, we'll go ahead and start putting it on Kickstarter. And once we get approved, then you guys can hopefully back us.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But, yeah.
Yeah, we got to... Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. But there will be a Kickstarter for that one.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to having a Kickstarter for, like, an album or something. Well, this is... You're talking about an item.
Right. It's an item. It's an accessory. Don't worry about it. It's something cool that we thought would you know, work. And by the way, I mean, it ties into music. I mean,
that's true.
It does.
Yeah. Now that you said it ties into music, now I know what it is.
You forgot.
Yeah. That's
okay.
That's good.
What
were you saying about? Yeah.
Yeah. So, if we find a decent recording studio on the island, maybe we'll do a Kickstarter for one of our albums.
Yeah, that might be a
good
idea.
You know, I know you guys, our fans deserve a decently mastered track.
Yeah.
I mean, and for now, we're not there.
No, we're not yet.
No, we're doing everything we can on Audacity.
We have the audacity to do all these things,
right,
actually.
And, you know.
And we have this, like, well, we're recording on this. This is Matt's iPhone right now. It's not even... Don't worry, it's not a 5 or anything like
that. It's like a 3G or something.
Yeah, and I have a portable recorder, and we just plug stuff into whatever fits.
Right. So, you know, maybe you can look for that Kickstarter as well, but Friendzone EP might be the album that we'll be looking for.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got a couple of EPs in the works.
Yeah.
You know, we like concept albums because we feel like ideas should flow together.
All right.
Right.
Or you should be able to listen to an album from beginning to end and say, wow, that told something to me.
Right. You know, that told a story that reminds me of this place, that gives me hope for this thing.
Right.
You know,
right,
I mean, we're trying to give you guys not just the music, but kind of a look into maybe our lives.
True.
And so we've got a couple of EPs in the mix. The one that'll be coming out the soonest will be The Joy of Swimming.
Yeah, that one's a very recent, like, thing. The oldest song in there is, like, a year old.
Right. We'll also have Head in the Clouds? A Day in the Clouds. What was it?
Is that what we were going to call it?
We were going to call it, so yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. And then, of course, we have the Friendzone EP, which we've been working on forever.
Because Friendzone, I mean, can we just say, like, there's nothing more IMO than being in the Friendzone.
Right.
Okay, well, there's maybe a few things that are
right.
But imagine that you're friends with this girl, but that was it, you know, and you want more, right? Now, I'm not knocking it, and okay, some of you are on the Reddit, and you're probably saying, well, you're not, you know, the person's not friend-zoning you, you're friend-zoning yourself, or whatever thing that you want to say. We're not treating it. Friend-zone EP is not about the cure. It's about the diagnosis, you know.
Right. And, you know, before any of you bite our heads off and say, hey, you know what, being in the friend zone's a very emo thing, why are you bringing it into IMO?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, sometimes being in the friend zone can be a very emo thing, you know.
That's true.
But there's also that happiness and that optimism that comes from being friend zoned, and literally friend zoned, okay? Not just,
yeah.
I'm shoving you in a circle here, but this person is your friend, your best friend. I mean, yeah, there's that emo-ness of, God, I wish there was something more to it.
Right.
But you're hanging with your best friend. You're spending every waking moment that you can with your best friend.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a weird thing. It's a weird balance because you want more.
Mm-hmm.
You do want more. But at the same time, I mean, can you think of anything that's not as happy and fun and you know, overall good as spending time with your best friend? I mean, if they weren't your best friend, you wouldn't want to spend time with them,
that's
right?
That's true, yeah. And at that point where you're, you know, your friends or your friend zone, best friend, you have a choice, right? You could either be emo about it.
Right.
Or you could be island.
Right, right.
You could be island about it.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of walk that line.
You could be
ID. Yeah.
Okay, that was really bad. I apologize to any Rastafarians for that.
I think one of my friends has a daughter named Irie.
Okay.
Yes, that's okay.
All right. But, okay, and you know what? We're not blowing smoke up your ass about this. Or, you know, I mean, we're not just, like, talking about things we don't know about.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much you trust us, but you can, you know, Romel can vouch that I have been friend-zoned.
This is the ultimate friend-zone. If you've ever hung out with us, you've probably heard a story. If not, ask us.
Right.
We'll see. What are you?
Right.
The qualification. Then we'll tell you the story.
We're not dropping any names, but I allowed myself to be friend zoned for 7 to 10 years. When you're taking the girl that you're friend zoned to her prenatal visits, right?
Instead of
the baby daddy,
yeah.
Right? And you still aren't like weeping and sadness about it. You know your friend zone pretty damn hard,
and you also
know that this person means a lot to you.
That's true. And in the end, that's why you did it, I'm pretty sure.
Right. I mean, you know, I mean, like, ultimately, no matter what everybody else said, no matter how cruel everything seemed, she was still my best friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, sad romantic or not, I'm going to stand by her as my best friend.
Right, you can't. And yeah, okay, maybe you could judge, but, I mean, like, freak, you had to have been there, right?
Right. I mean, and, you know, it doesn't hurt that, you know, I mean, I laugh nearly as much with her, or more so, actually, with her than I do with you. I mean, you know, obviously, I mean, like, if I'm having this much fun with Meryl just giving you guys a podcast, I mean, hanging out with her was awesome. I mean, you know.
It must have been pretty good.
I mean, I survived college with 2 hours of sleep a day because it meant spending more time with her.
Yeah.
So, sappiness, yes, emo, yes, but, I mean, depressing? No, not really. I channeled that something happier.
Yeah, and once again, this is not a prescription. It's not a cure. It's a diagnosis, right? And if someone doesn't know what being friend-zoned is like, I want them to listen to the words and listen to the music and kind of get an idea of it, you know?
Right. And if you guys really want to push that whole emo aspect of it, I suppose we could. Do we have Stood Up on the page?
No, not yet. But
okay.
We could put it up.
Okay, we're going to put up Stood Up, okay? And that is probably the emoest we will ever get.
Yeah.
If we get any more emo than that, we know we're heading to a darker place and we got to start heading towards the light again.
Yeah.
But Stood Up was pretty emo.
Yeah, it's like getting a tan. You don't want to get sunburned, right?
Right. Right, right.
And actually, Stood Up is part of our debut album.
Right.
It's actually called Imaginary Friends, so we'll put that up.
Right. So for those of you who have the original CD or the reissue, go boot it up. I mean, like Romel said, a lot of what we want to do is we want you to be able to sit back and experience the music. You know, we want you to have that 3 minutes of being in a different state of being,
yeah,
and knowing what it felt like, and then being able to go back to your life. You know, if you've never been friend-zoned, I mean, songs...
Good for you.
Good for you. I applaud you right now. It's just... I am so happy
nice.
For you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've never been friend-zoned. You're probably with the girl you want to be with, right, or the boy you want to be
yeah,
with,
yeah,
or the tranny you want to be with.
Or the girls, or the boys.
Or the girls, or boys.
You want to be with.
If anybody's offended by my, you know, the use of the word tranny, I'm sorry. Email me or message
right,
me the PC word for it, and I will use that
okay,
from now
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I won't. I'm sorry. I'm the offensive aspect of the imaginary friend / gunshot patriots
yeah,
as well.
Well, I mean, you know, on the face of it, it kind of doesn't make sense for someone to escape. You know, because people mostly use music to escape.
Right.
You something at work is boring. It's drudgery, or you're running and you don't want to think about anything. Then you put on some music to either pump you up, or to make you feel like you're not in the place you are, right?
Right.
And usually that place you want to go to is like a positive place.
Right.
So it might seem strange that, you know, in making a genre like IMO, you're taking, that we're going to be taking you to a place where it's not perfect, where it's like, yeah, kind of islandy, but still somewhat emo,
right?
And it might not make sense for that. But if you think about it, I mean, like, you can't have the light without the darkness.
Right.
And you can't, you don't know, if you don't know what it's like, then this would be, you know, that seems very, what's the word for that? Like, I have delusions of grandeur that we were able to accomplish.
Right,
that.
Arrogant.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, it
arrogant.
Seems very arrogant of us to do that, but I mean, I think that what we're attempting to do is to try to show you,
right,
like some sort of mix between the two. It doesn't have to be always so happy. It
right.
doesn't have to be always so cut your wrists kind of sad.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, then most likely you're not a fan of emo or blues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know, there's a whole range of emotions to experience. And music is such an evocative medium. Why limit
right.
yourself? I mean, obviously, we don't want anybody diving straight into a pool of depression
no.
and never coming back up. I mean, no, please, guys. We're IMO, okay? We're on an island. Even if you dive in, you got to come up for air.
Or you need a snorkel.
Or
something.
A snorkel or something. So, you know, don't forget, even with music, keep a lifeline open. Stay positive.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, what we're seeking to do, I think, is what everybody's seeking to do no matter what you're doing. Whether you're talking, texting, emailing, writing a song, writing a poem, painting anything, we're trying to let you see the world through our eyes.
That's right.
Because there's no greater feeling in interaction than when somebody goes, I know exactly what you mean.
That's right.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Because then you're not alone. For however long it was, you aren't alone.
Or you were sharing something with
right.
someone.
There's a
yeah.
connection.
Yeah.
And that's all we're trying to do, is we're trying to establish connections. Maybe we can't feel them from you guys, but if you guys can feel them from us, then we're doing what we set out to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what lots of artists have. They have a way of looking at the world, right? And they want to share that, and if the sharing is successful, then that's
right.
just that's the ultimate gift, right? That's
it
the
is. It
goal.
Is.
Goal.
And I know I've said this in the past, and it seems kind of stupid to put it out here now, but
yeah.
I'm going to do it. Which is basically, I've told Rommel and Ryan that I hope we never get too successful.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to not be able to see every single one of our fans.
Yeah, that's.
I don't want to lose track of you guys, because you guys are what make us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that sounds a little sappy, I know. But I mean, I don't want the music to become something that I do, and as opposed to something that I am and that I experience.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, okay, so now I get it. Yeah, so if we had more fans than we could like keep track of, then someone out there is not part of it, of the sharing. You know?
Right.
Like there's got to be some sort of feedback. I mean, you can't. That's why going to a museum and looking at the pictures on your laptop are not the same thing.
Right.
You have to be there to see how the pieces like speak to you and how you speak to them and
right.
all that stuff, right?
Right. But I mean, you know, I know it's you know, it's basically either setting myself up for failure, or it's an impossible dream. But I want to be able to see every face in the crowd as a face and not as a part of the crowd.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know, so I mean, if that amounts to us having like 5 fans, which according to our Facebook page, we've got more.
Yeah, we've got more than a few fans. Yeah.
You know, I mean,
and in fact, we have some new fans recently, and I'm like, who the heck is this person, right? And I can't wait to meet these people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we should do a meet and greet at some point.
Right, right, right.
But, you know, we have fallen off our game a little bit. We're discovering the music again. When we have a set to perform, then we'll start setting up meet and greets.
Yeah.
For now, I mean, you know, like we said, we're trying to give you an in to who we are. And, you know, podcasts seem to be the way to go.
That's right. That's right. And if I think the next step should be, like, we do amateur nights or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, because it's a more right. Intimate kind of arrangement.
Right.
The people are right there; they can see your face, and I could see them.
Right.
And yeah, the one time I did it.
Right. You did. You actually did an amateur night.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
This is not the denial amateur night, by the way. This is.
Oh, I didn't know you were aware of that. Okay.
This is the one at, what's it called? Java Java? Jungle Java? Java Hut?
Java Hut.
Java Hut over at the Oka, near the Oka Palace, or, you know, the one that's being renovated as the Oka Palace. And I did 2 songs, and, you know, in the middle of my one song, someone just started stamping. And I was like, oh, that really fits. And when I, and one of the other songs I did a cover of Lovely Day. And I wrote a rap verse, a Mr. Biz rap verse for it. And I got a positive reaction. I was like, oh my God, I worked hard on that. And that was so cool that you thought that, hey, that was pretty nice, you know?
Yeah.
And so that kind of energy is, I think, what we should do these, meet and greets and amateur nights for.
Right. Right. So we'll be looking for amateur nights. But I really do think that we should polish up a bit more.
When we're ready.
When we're ready. Yeah, you guys don't have to suffer through it on most of the tracks, but anytime I'm harmonizing with Romel, it's an exercise of frustration because I gravitate towards sounds. So what Romel needs to do is either shut me out and sing higher, or he's got to let me sing first. But
like overdub the track or something. Right.
Yeah. So yeah. Live, we're not. We're not able to do that. It's solo vocals all the way.
That's right. Hey, I mean, like, we got to do whatever works. I remember one of the other discussions we had in the past. It's like, are we going to be a performing band or are we going to be a recording band?
Right.
Now, I don't remember how that came out to be. But I think I used to think it was just fine for us to be just a recording band.
Right.
Like, just put up stuff like late era Beatles, you know, Beatles from 66 to 69 when they got sick of the crowds and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought that was just fine to do, but yeah, now I'm kind of, I don't know.
Well, the discussion came about because George Braswell told us that we had a really great live sound when we expressed how we were having issues with our recordings.
Right.
Right. And, you know, it does happen a lot. I mean, there are a lot of local artists that I will sit through a set with and then set up the recorder I'm like, wow, this is so great. And I'll hit record, and then I come back to it, and the recording just doesn't do it justice, you know? Mm-hmm. You got to really be in the room with people. Sometimes their charisma is what makes the music great.
That's true. And it's very hard to translate that onto a recording.
Right. We're hoping that we do it. But, I mean, you know, every session we have is fun. We enjoy every moment of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, these are labors of love.
So Matt put it, because we were having trouble recording something, right, at some point. And then Matt said, well, you know, it's because this band was primarily formed as a excuse to hang out with friends, right? So our aim wasn't, in the beginning, our aim was not to create, like, perfect music or whatever it is. Even though, yeah, maybe it should be.
Right.
At some point. Like, but to be, yeah. I mean, the reason you're hearing this is because Matt and I are hanging outside of his house, you know?
At 3 in the morning.
God dang, dude.
What time is this? Let's see. We started the recording, what is it, 39 minutes ago. It is now 3:20.
Yeah.
So.
That's okay.
Yeah. I need to be up in 40 minutes anyways. So I guess we'll just negate sleep altogether and get a little bit of caffeine in me and I'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't know. So, in closing, right, we should say, if you're listening to this, then of course you must have been curious as to what IMO is, and that's why, or as to who the f- are these people,
right?
And so we thank you for your attention, and I hope that we're able to reach you. In the coming weeks or months as we put out more stuff, man. I mean, I think it's about time. I don't know if this was just like the timing was not right and I was just too busy or Matt was too busy and people are just not in the right places for something in this band to happen, but it feels like something's gonna happen.
Right.
And I'm glad that you guys are part of it and you're listening to it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, just following up with what Ramel said. I mean, we really appreciate anybody who's been following us. To all the newcomers, we welcome you.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully you'll be with us for the long journey. For everybody who's been with us, we're sorry we took so long. We waited on a lot of things. We waited on school to end. We waited on Ryan to come back. We waited on a lot of things. But I think really what this group needed was just a little bit more fun, a lot more guitars, and, you know, just to take that first step.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I mean, if you guys really want to meet us, hang out in Tumon.
Yeah.
Hang out in Tumon and, you know, maybe shoot us a line. Say that you're over here. Right. I mean, you know, when we said take that step, we literally meant it. We do some walking circuits with the guitar.
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, we're getting a little bit of exercise in. But mostly we're just rediscovering what made the band great, what made IMO great, and that's mm-hmm. basically living life and experiencing it.
That's right, and you can't do that if, yeah, okay, so you know the song, how to play it, and you're just waiting for that one gig to take off, but in the meantime, maybe you could be playing some songs, and I guess that's what we need to be doing.
Right. You know, we need to be out walking, meeting mm-hmm. random guys named Music.
Yeah, that is awesome.
And you know what? Shout out to Mike Espinoza.
Right.
Mike, we met you a long time ago, like maybe 2.5 months ago now. Yeah. Buddy, and you know what? Like, big ups, man. You are musically, like...
Yeah, he's all the way up there.
You were awesome, buddy. And I'm sorry we haven't run into you a second time. I know we said we jam with you, okay? You know, and you know, when we run into you, we will. Okay.
Yeah,
we might. We just get caught up in life, and then, you know, we don't keep to normal routines. So,
yeah.
You know, we don't see you guys. We apologize. We're going to make more of an effort, though.
Yeah.
We are. And that's really all you can ask for somebody, right? Yeah. Make more of an effort.
Right. And it's just like a lot of things in life, of course.
For those of you that don't know, Roms is a teacher.
Yeah, I'm a teacher. So just don't rub it in, you know.
Well, not only.
I was a teacher last year. We'll see about this year.
But. Right, but I don't bring that up as just a random point of thing. It's just that when I'm talking about delays, we're gonna have school year delays, and that's simply because
as
great as music is, educating young minds is pretty important.
Yeah, it is pretty important. I do want to stay in this job for at least until these freshmen that I taught like graduate.
Right.
Know?
So you know, if the releases come a little bit slower in the year. The school year, that is. You know, we apologize. We're kind of a summer band.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, it's not because summer is, like, a great season. Guam has two seasons, rainy and dry.
Right.
And they both extend about 6 months out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really have seasons. What it is that it's when we have the most amount of time.
That's true. And we could stay up till 3 a.m. to record outside people's houses or something.
Right. I'm really surprised my neighbors haven't come outside to, like, throw shit at us.
Well, they're just either asleep or too tired to do it, you know.
Right.
We'll probably move this somewhere else if it becomes a problem. But
yeah.
this is pretty good.
This is. All right. So I guess this is closing out our first official podcast. We've got a couple of other little snippets that we do.
Yeah.
By the way, running gag, if you ever come into the middle of a podcast, and we're laughing at some random joke. We were talking about your mom. Peace.